From soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Joyous greetings of love from the Isle of Rainbows. It's been very gratifying to receive the favorable response that has come our way from the last tape. It's good to know that the kingdom is now is something that we all appreciate developing further into living consciousness. And it's good to know that there are many students who are ready to walk now into the absolute. Because truly, transition is an absolute event. We must learn how to feel safe without human protection, to relax in the arms of spirit, poised in eternity. We cannot afford to be caught up in changing images of time. Our thoughts now must be purified of good and evil, material powers, and the frailty of human bodies. In the eternal day of spirit, we inhale a new atmosphere of peace, of love, radiating throughout infinity. And our soul says, welcome home. When we step out of the parenthesis of time, space, and matter, our sense of mortality dies. Slowly, our immortal self seems to rub its eyes from the sleep of centuries and awakens to the finished kingdom of Christ. Divine thought replaces human thought. Human fears vanish. Human ambitions and human motives are laid to rest in the breathless silence of truth, without opposite. We bathe in the pool of Siloam. In that eternal life that knows neither beginning nor end. And we know that the hand of God is touching us. The drought of humanhood, the years of false separation, are suffused now with a transforming light. Not from without, but from within. At last, our light is showing. shining. And from that light, every need is being met in one homogenized, infinite wholeness. That is the instant of self-realization. Though unknown to our mortal sense, we are self-existent. We are the air and the water, the tree and the forest, the substance of all form, the cause and the effect, the germinating idea, and the activity of the universe. In our oneness with the One, all false thought loses the power to intimidate us. Mortal limitations are revealed as empty shadows, without real form, without substance, without external life. Images that can never live outside the human mind. Every illuminated soul has discovered that there are no mortal limitations. Using mental images of time, distance, space, and matter, the world mind has created an imitation universe of images that never leave the human mind. Where spirit man is, the mental image of physical man appears to be. These human images without spirit, we accept as real. And to these false identities within our minds, we give false limitations, false problems, false diseases. We encase these false identities in false material bodies, which try to dominate the unreal universe, little realizing that we are dealing with mental images where only spirit is. It may shock you to discover that yesterday's illusions fill today's space and time. Every night we go to sleep in the world of illusion, and then we awaken in the morning in the same illusions that we carried to bed with us. We do not even have an opportunity to create our own illusions. The same illusions that victimized the human race 2,000 years ago still fill time and space today. It may also shock you to know that not one material limitation that modern man today experiences exists in the creation of God. Not one. There are no shortages in spirit, no shortages in divine life, no shortages in infinity. There are no shortages of divine truth. We make our own limitations by shutting out infinity. We separate ourselves from God. We shut out eternal life. And then we squeeze our make-believe lives into temporary lifespans. We impose false boundaries. Time and space. We divide our mental creation into good and evil. We limit our supply to human concepts of supply. We personalize God's infinite capacities down to mortal size. Blithely, we ignore God's perfect wisdom. And we live by our human ingenuity. We choose corporeality instead of the Christ body. And then we complain about diseases and malfunctions in the bodies that God did not create. The truth, taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus, is that all limitations in the fourth world of matter are one universal illusion presented to the mind of man by the world mind. Because the mind of man lives inside the world mind, we are a captive audience. Our bodies are inside the world mind. Our floods and our hurricanes are within the world mind. Our wars and weapons are within the world mind. Every conflict, every problem, every shortage, every lack, every tragedy is not an external reality, but a series of images within the world mind transferred to our individual minds and expressing as the material limitations that are common to all mankind. When we realize that imperfection has no creator, that limitation is the erroneous belief that God is an imperfect creator, we finally perceive the breathtaking truth that all mortal limitations are simply impossible. They have no creator. We suffer them only because we permit ourselves to linger in the universe that is the hypnotized universe. The hypnotism of an imperfect or second creator. Consider, for example, the eternal life that God has bestowed upon you, his son. Can your eternal life be shortened? No. Can it be invaded by germs? No. Can it be weakened by disease? No. Can it be destroyed by a heart attack or assassinated by a bullet? No. Your eternal life has no limitations. It is not subject to the whim of man or matter. It is not subject to human powers, or to the so-called powers of the elements. Your eternal life, which can neither be shortened, weakened, or destroyed, is the life that God gave to all men. Be ye perfect as your Father, says the Christ. My life is your life, says the Father. When he declares, Son, all that I have is thine. Not just the life of Christ Jesus is eternally perfect, but the life of all men, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Accept your perfect divine life now, says the Master, when he tells us to drink of my blood. And again, he tells you to lay down your false concept of life, the life that allegedly dies, and pick up the only life that will ever be yours, your undying life, which was yours before the beginning of time and is your life forever. Wherever we turn, our one redeeming truth, our one rock of salvation, is the supreme knowledge that I am the life of God. I am one with God because his perfect life is the perfect life of all men. For it is the only life in his creation. Please hold the stillness and feel the joy . The invulnerability, the eternality of your divine eternal life now. until you know that the life of God is your life, you are living under world hypnosis. Deceived by the false belief in separate human lives. All human suffering, all sense of limitation, derives from the misbelief in two gods, two creators, and two creations. One creates perfect eternal life, and the second creates limited, temporal, imperfect life. And this tragic superstition engulfs most of the human race. Come now face to face with absolute truth, tried in the fire. If God did not create imperfect, limited life, who did? Because God is the only creator and did not create imperfect, temporary, limited life, we now must accept a law that has the full authority of God, a law as trustworthy as the Ten Commandments of Moses. What God did not create does not exist. What God did not create does not exist. Think about it. Temporary, limited life does not exist. Imperfect life has no creator. We have made the incredible error of looking at the mirage of matter for our salvation. But all it has mirrored back to us is the mirage of life. We have fished on the wrong side of the ship, where eternal perfection is. The universal illusion presents mortal limitation, compelling man to live a sense existence in a second creation, governed by a second non-existent creator. We simply fear what does not exist. We fear evil. That is based upon the acceptance of a second creation that simply cannot exist. We fear unreality. Although God created only eternal perfection, we fear destruction of the second creation. We fear fire, flood, disease, other material conditions that God did not create. The errors we fear are based on our belief in a second creator and a second creation. But where the errors seem to be only the perfect creation of God is. Now, here's the secret. Spirit is unlimited. Spirit has no defects. The errors that we see are never in a person, never in a material object, or in a material condition. The conditions are never there. We are looking at our beliefs, not facts. And we are suffering limitations, not from God-created conditions, but from our beliefs, our hypnotized senses. Perfection is there. Unlimitation is there. Spiritual wholeness is there. But our senses, captives of the world mind, are unable to make contact with that unlimited perfection. And so we experience the limitations not of God's creation, but of our inability to perceive what God has placed before us. Like sharks in an ocean, waiting to pounce upon an innocent, defenseless prey, false concepts dart in and out of our brain. And unless we alert that brain to these temptations, to these mirages of the mind, without a creator, without a substance, without power, we are tempted to react and to strike back and to defend ourselves. And that's the real trap. The moment you struggle against an enemy who is not there, you are fighting a losing battle. Once more, you are Don Quixote, drawing your sword upon a windmill. The assailant you are fighting is your own belief that a condition exists that must be overcome. You've given reality, life, substance, power to matter. You've been tempted to believe that perfect God is not the only creator. And in that instant of disbelief, you have separated yourself from God. Now you are heading for the reefs. You have found darkness in God's perfect kingdom of light. And now you feel unprotected. Please listen carefully. The instant you try to heal yourself, or your patient, you are fighting the sharks of your own imagination. And you have already lost the battle. Why do we make this fatal error time after time? Why do we put ourselves into this mental straitjacket from which there is no escape. Perhaps for a variety of reasons. In us is a universal trigger, a sort of reflex action that automatically uncoils when incoming sensations alarm us. That compelling need to defend ourselves is placed there by the same world mind that seems to be attacking us. The world mind attacks us with an image in thought. A physical condition that threatens our life. And then the same world mind in us springs to the defense against this invading condition, which it proposes to cure. And now the hypnosis is complete. World mind fights world mind. Matter fights matter. Illusion fights illusion. Let's retrace the steps. You are going to make your transition someday without defending yourself. You're going to make it by knowing the truth. And so, put up your sword. Take off your armor. You are the Son of God, heir to all the heavenly riches, heir to God's omnipotence and God's omniscience. You are the image and likeness of divine omnipresence. You need no material power to defend your spirit. You need no mental might to outsmart dark forces of evil. Rise above the images in the brain. Rise above the false arena where matter strives against matter, where mind strives against invading forces of destruction. Stand undefended, because your case has already been won. I am come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. Ye shall know the truth, only the truth. And in knowing the truth, you stand in your eternal light, one with the Spirit of God. The sharks and the reefs are images in the fourth world of matter and material conditions. You have been looking at the images in your brain as if your soul did not exist, and the power of God was absent. No wonder you see darkness. Rise up above this underworld of the senses. Rise above divided beliefs, above a second creation, above your sense of being a separate person with a separate life. Always persons see persons. Matter always sees matter and material conditions. Convinced that God must have put them there. Are you ready to abandon this confused belief? To discard your material sense of self? To cut the umbilical cord that holds you a prisoner to a false material self? Are you ready to stand fast against an external world that is not there? Are you ready to live in the spiritual creation where there is no matter present and no material limitations? Are you ready to drop the images of the mind . Are you ready to stop accepting false identities at face value, false diseases, false problems, a false sense of misperceptions that shut out the infinite reality of God? Truth belongs to you. Don't throw it away. There is only one patient in this entire world. There aren't thousands lying in hospitals. There aren't millions approaching old age with fear in their hearts and resignation in their souls. Oh no, the illusion maker who hypnotizes the human race, who tests our belief in the immaculate universe of God, is the world mind, the cosmic Judas, the betrayer, who says that you are a man, you are a woman, when the glorious truth is that you are not a material creature. There is only one patient in this world. That patient is the world mind. Let us hold the stillness. Let us find substance. Let us find reality. Are you afraid to be spirit? If you are not, then realize this. Body consciousness, automatically separates you from God. In the body, you are a limited mortal. You confuse brain images with reality. You accept evil. You deny the allness, the perfection of God, the power of God. You remain a prodigal. Denying the very presence of the God you seek, even though you think you're seeking that God. Blind to your own Christhood, while you protect yourself against conditions and limitations that exist only in the false identity that resides in your brain. You are almost home now. One final illusion remains. That final illusion is you. You are the final illusion. As long as world mind can keep you believing that you are living in a physical form, you are reliving the illusions of yesterday. You are time-bound, space-bound, mortal-bound, earthbound. You are the corporeal, natural man who cannot receive the things of God. You are the creature living in a material consciousness. You are the target of 1,000 illusions trapped inside this make-believe world of the world mind. Antichrist has given you a cosmic tranquilizer to keep you receptive to the mirages that clutter the false reality of earthbound mortals. In this false material sense of body, your limitations begin. Your beliefs are limited by what you see. Your health is limited by the beliefs you accept. The vulnerabilities you admit into consciousness, the mental suggestions you receive about disease, disaster, discord, and destruction from your environment, the media reports, government bureaus, statistics, and your own personal sense experiences. Soon, you not only hear about defective bodies, you may have one. Your Antichrist world of mortal imitations catches up with you. Your supply may become limited. You see others suffer from an endless chain of lacks and limitations, body organs that won't work and body cells that self-destruct. And one day your own mortal body simply refuses to take orders. And from time to time it may go out of control. This is all the nature of unreality. The whirlpool of weakness flies into your consciousness like a band of invisible terrorists. demanding more ransom. Finally, discarding our body illusions, we get lost in the tomb of time. Where are all these limitations? I'll ask you one question. Are your limitations of the body unreal? And the body real? Or are the limitations and the body both unreal? Well, with that idea, the correct answer cuts to the core of the human problem. The material condition and the material bodies are unreal. We are not limited mortals, but absent from the body. We are free of body sense, free of material sense, and then to you, the spiritual universe is an open book. You are no longer denying your spiritual identity, your Christhood. The material limitations of the world are revealed as nothingness, defects that alarm you vanished before your eyes, diseases and disasters that ravage the earth do not touch you. Yesterday's material limitations are replaced by fulfillment, health, supply, shelter, love, all flow into your life from an unseen source. More on this as we rest in the stillness of the Father.